This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkish military officials say their troops are ready to launch a long-planned incursion into Syria to take out Kurdish forces branded by Ankara as terrorists, but viewed by much of the West as key partners in the fight against the Islamic State terror group. Earlier Tuesday, Turkey placed a series of rocket launchers and artillery along the border with Syria, while military officials said they would not allow the creation of what they called a terror corridor along the Turkish border. Kurdish officials charged on social media that some of those mortars already were being put to use, shelling positions used by the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, and the SDF said that there were no casualties and that it did not respond, calling an attack earlier unprovoked. Kurdish officials said that Turkey also carried out an airstrike against alleged Kurdish positions in nearby Iraq, near a border crossing used by to resupply Kurdish forces. The White House informs the House it will not take part in the impeachment probe. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The White House has sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and three House chairmen saying the administration will not participate in the ongoing impeachment inquiry. In the letter, Pat Cipollone, counsel to the president, says the impeachment inquiry lacks any legitimate constitutional foundation. Along with Pelosi, recipients were Oversight and Reform Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings, Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel, and Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff. The letter says House Democrats are pursuing purely partisan goals and violating the Constitution. Mike Gracia, Washington.
In a span of 24 hours, U.S. President Trump has moved from threatening to obliterate Turkey's economy if it invades Syria to inviting its president to visit the White House. But Mr. Trump is not backing away from a plan to withdraw American troops from Syria as he tries to persuade Turkey to not invade the country and attack the U.S. allied Kurds. This is VOA News. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators is urging President Trump to do more to stop hostile countries from meddling in next year's elections and to warn the public about foreign interference efforts. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The senators are endorsing recommendations in an 85-page report from the Senate Intelligence Committee about Russia's interference in 2016. It says the social media activity by a Kremlin-backed group was a vastly more complex and strategic assault on U.S. elections than first thought. A House committee, meanwhile, is crafting an election security bill that would tighten laws surrounding campaigns having to report offers of foreign aid to the FBI, banning the exchange of campaign information between candidates and foreign entities, and requiring more transparency in online political ads. A White House spokesman says the Trump administration has made election security a priority. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports the newly imposed U.S. sanctions target providers of technology that Washington believes is being used to repress Muslim ethnic minorities.
Vendors are barred from selling U.S. technology to the Chinese tech companies without government permission. The sanctions are an added strain for U.S.-Chinese relations and have caused concern about their possible impact on the global economy during a time when growth is slowing.
That is AP's Mike Hempen reporting. The U.N. says it is facing its worst cash crisis in nearly 10 years. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the money may run out by the end of this month because 64 of 193 member nations, including the U.S., have not paid their annual dues.
Entering November without enough cash to cover payrolls.
The UN says the U.S. and the 63 other nations still owe nearly $1.4 billion. Guterres says the uncertainty over funding threatens the UN mission.
Our work and our reforms are at risk.
According to the UN, the U.S., the largest contributor, owes $674 million for the 2019 regular budget and $381 million from previous budgets. Washington usually pays its dues in October. I'm Tim McGuire.
More than one-third of new mothers in four poor countries are abused during childbirth, according to a study published on Wednesday. The study carried out in Ghana, Guinea, Myanmar, and Nigeria by the World Health Organization found that 42% of the women experienced physical or verbal abuse or some form of stigma or discrimination at maternity health facilities. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.